Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
The best part of your month, for the month of June, it's a feel-good Friday today. We do this on the final Friday of every month. People get to call in and tell us about the best part of their month. And I gotta really think. It's been kind of a crappy month.
Oh,
sad day for Jer Bear.
Oh, I've had some pretty big highlights.
Pretty big? I think the only big highlight for me is that it's Dad Shirt Friday.
Hey!
Go check out the video on our Instagram.
You are celebrating.
Katie, Josh. on the IG. Really excited to see that I come in this morning. And Katie's sick, just days before we're all leaving for some vacation time.
I know.
That's nice of you.
I've been feeling kind of under the weather for a couple days, and I've
What's wrong with you?
It's the allergies. It's the weather changing all over the place. It's hot, it's cold, it's raining, and that messes with me. But I woke up today, and I was like,
you sound like a smoker.
I know. So I took some DayQuil. I'm trying to fight it, you know, here's the thing. It is hard for us to take a scheduled day off. Did you really just want me to be like, I can't come in today. I got the sniffles.
Well, it's kind of weird to like take days off when we're going to be taking vacation next week.
So I didn't know. Like, we don't call in sick. It's not an option.
We fight through it.
You know, so it's like, I took some medicine.
You're sounding better. Like when you first came in, you were like,
hey, what's up? Good morning. good to be here. Happy Friday.
It really does mess with me though. Like even my grip, I noticed. I don't know what's wrong with it.
What's wrong with your grip?
I don't know, but I came in today and I have my water bottle and my coffee cup, and I was trying to juggle them to open the door out front, and my water bottle went flying in the air.
Oh, what a day.
I went to grab it, and as I did that, I poured almost my entire cup of coffee right across the front of my shirt. So if you're watching on YouTube, you can see
wet t-shirt contest.
I am dealing with a wet shirt on top of not feeling well.
Our viewer numbers just went way up on the YouTubes.
What a day
to wear a white t-shirt, too.
But I'm here. We're doing it.
You'll be fine.
Feeling okay. I know everything's fine.
I'm sorry to hear about your grip strength, though.
I don't know.
It's
going to
throw a curveball into our softball game after the show.
I know,
unfortunately.
I'll be in the outfield. That's where you can find me.
Well, I hope you feel better today. Is there anything else we can get you? Cough drop, a lozenge?
Both of those things would be wonderful.
Some saran wrap to wrap around your face? Anything?
If you put some lemon, a little spritz of lemon.
Can we move you into the next room, maybe?
Yeah, I know.
We should give you guys a heads up that you're probably going to want to tune in to Channel 9 today. I think right around noon is when Colorado and Company... We'll have to look into
it. It's at 10.
Is it 10? I think they replay it at noon.
And then they replay it at noon.
On Channel 2, maybe, or 9, or 7, or 6. I don't know. We'll get you all the details.
Yes,
but
definitely 10.
Check your TV program on your TV there. And definitely 10. Channel 9, Colorado and Company.
Yes.
We're bringing them pizzas for Slice Slice Baby.
Oh, this was a fun stop.
Yeah. Well, it hasn't happened yet.
Sure.
Yeah. It happens today.
Yes, it does.
Wink, wink. We didn't go yesterday and pre-record. It'll be today.
Yeah.
Live after the show. We're going to be there, so make sure you check it out. That's funny, Katie. It was a lot of fun, wasn't it?
This is going to be so fun.
Katie's on a lot of DayQuil.
I'm on a lot of medicine right now. Yeah. What day is it? Like,
I got a quick question for you guys.
Yeah.
On what your thoughts are with men in shorts at the workplace. I just walked past the sports studio, the big window there. All the guys over there are in shorts.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of wearing shorts to a place of business. Even though we are in radio and stuff, we still have live streams. There's still clients that come in and out. And I looked at those clowns over there, and I was like, man, you guys are wearing shorts today? I don't know. I just feel like it's not a good look for guys.
I think I'm just used to it because I've worked in the sports radio scene for so much of my career that, I mean, they roll in basketball shorts and tank tops all the time.
I know. It's such a weird look.
As if you just got off from the gym and now it's time to go into work. Like,
I got off the court. Yeah. Now I'm straight onto the mic.
It's like they're always doing sports. That's part of their whole lifestyle.
It's kind of their shtick, isn't it?
I'm going to get off of the show here and go play a pickup game of basketball down the street.
Right.
Like, that's their whole plan. So
I'm going to go find some high school kids and play a quick round of rugby or something.
Yeah, I'm just used to the fact that, you know, guys over on the sports station especially wear basketball shorts. I tried to acclimate that whole style one time in my career, and they sent out an email to the whole staff about how it's not okay to wear sweatpants to work.
Yeah, I would agree with
that. I've never done it again.
Yeah, I think we might need one of those eventually that goes out at this...
Yeah.
Radio station cluster.
Dress a little nicer
because it is still an office in a very nice part of town. It's a very nice office. And we do have people coming in and out of here on a daily basis. And I'm just not a fan of showing off my knees.
I remember I came from the sports side, Jared, and you made fun of me one time, and I completely stopped.
Yeah.
I completely. Just, you're like, why am I looking at your knees? I don't know.
Why am I looking at your knees?
Dude's knees today.
You don't like dude's knees?
Yeah, I might go shoot a video of those guys' knees.
Not a leg guy, huh?
Knees.
Only knees.
Only knees.
Yeah, no joke. Man, only slobs next door.
That's funny.
All right, speaking of sports, what you got?
Well, the USA played last night, and they actually dropped the match against Turkey. Now, the good news about that is it didn't matter. They're already in first place in their division, and they're going on to the round of 32, which is very exciting because that will happen Wednesday, July 1st, and they're playing Bosnia and Herzegovina. Longest freaking name ever. Good Lord.
That's a place?
I guess so.
First time I've ever heard
of
that.
Get on the Google
place.
Maps.
Bosnia and Herzegovina. We're
Herzegovina.
Gonna be,
I think it's Herzegovina.
There's a Z in there.
Hertz, like rent the rental car.
Whoa.
Hertz.
Is that where they're from?
Yeah.
Herzegovina?
Yeah, it's where Hertz originated. Yeah. The rental car company.
I don't know, man.
It hurts my brain
to say. Anyway, so much has gone on. This is
riveting so far.
The most viewed World Cup of all time, taking in place in the U.S., all over in Canada, as well as Mexico. And Europeans are finding out about the United States weather and just how serious it can get. People from Norway are coming over here, and they're playing in Kansas City right now. And Kansas City has some pretty bad weather.
We know the
famous line. We're not in Kansas anymore because they're getting massive tornadoes and huge clouds. One Norwegian fan said really quickly he loves Kansas, but the weather makes him a little scared.
Kansas City is amazing, really amazing, but I'm afraid of the weather.
Because it is. They're getting some massive tornadoes and huge hail and thunderstorms, which are coming from Colorado. We've been experiencing some pretty stormy weather here lately. Well, Kansas City usually gets that about a day or two later, and that is absolutely scary for them, for people who've never experienced any type of tornado. You know?
No, tornadoes are terrifying, especially if you're not used to them. The way they fill the sky, it's so ominous, like... Yeah.
Oh, totally.
And yeah, I love them.
No, it's so scary.
Americans, though, one thing that's funny in being brought by the World Cup is a lot of Google things are happening right now where...
Google things?
Well, a lot of Google searches.
Oh, Google searches. Okay.
Yeah, Google searches, Jer.
A lot of Google things.
Well, anyway...
What else?
They're searching things like, hey, what is soccer actually called? Well, around the world, we call it football. That is, a lot of people in America have no idea, which is kind of funny to me, but we call our American sport football. Then around the world, other people call that football. Is the U.S. having a World Cup, and is U.S. good at soccer? Yes, the U.S. is having a World Cup right now, and I guess we're okay at soccer right now. We're kind of actually getting a decent matchup.
You just said
matchup.
We're in first place.
Well, we're getting really good matchups right now. U.S. is not expected to win the World Cup. That's probably going to be France. They are very, very good. But right now, we're getting good matchups, and we're 2-1. That's not too shabby.
USA. USA.
The big thing that Europe is Googling right now is ranch an American thing. And yes, the Europeans are finding all about ranch, and they freaking love it. Now, what's funny is the TSA actually considers ranch a gel, which kind of sounds
that grosses me out.
Nasty. But you do have to put it in your checked bag because it is a sauce or a gel. So make sure, if you're from Europe and obviously you're listening to JKJ, pack that ranch not in your carry-on because you'll be flagged for sure. And then also, a lot of people are asking, why is the why are their cleats so pink? Well, a lot of soccer players love the electric fuchsia is the actual term for
electric
it.
Electric fuchsia.
Fancy.
But a lot of the companies that are
sounds
making...
like a club downtown.
It electric, does.
Yes, it yeah. does. A lot of the companies that are making the cleats, they want the...
yeah.
They want their feet to stand out. Yeah. So they're making very brightly colored things as well. And then the final question that a lot of people are Googling is, do soccer players wear sports bras? Now, a lot of times in warm-ups, one of the funny things you'll see is men that look like they're actually wearing a sports bra. They're not wearing their kit yet or their jersey yet. And no, they're not wearing sports bras, everybody. Sorry to disappoint you. They're heart monitors, and they also monitor how much they run on the field. And it's just a health thing, just to see how much exercise they're getting, and they are really, really into tracking all that. So sorry to disappoint everybody. No, the men out there are not wearing the sports
bra. Darn it.
Oh, man.
I was really hoping.
Oh, boy.
Viral local moments, local legends, and just enough national drama to keep your group chat spicy.
Hope you guys are ready for this. It's JKJ's Mile High Hype
on Mix 100.
Well, let's get you updated on all the stuff going on today. I will tell you, today is National Take Your Dog to Work Day. And ironically, unironically, I don't know. It's also National Safer Workplace Day today, so be careful if you're bringing that pit bull to work today.
Right?
You put a little muzzle on it. What else is going on? The Tay-Tay Travis wedding is supposed to be, allegedly, a multi-day event now. There's going to be an intimate gathering at Madison Square Garden on the 2nd with about 100 people. July 3rd, up to 2,000 guests for a much larger party. And then, when's the actual wedding?
On the right, 4th? It's the 2nd. Is the wedding, and then the 3rd is a party, is what
it
I
says
heard.
That there's an intimate gathering on July 2nd.
Yeah, is that
I
the
think
actual
that's
is that the wedding?
Wedding? Yes, the intimate gathering is the wedding.
I know they just call it a wedding.
well, you know, they're famous. They got to be fancy.
It's
and
an
different.
Intimate gathering, not yeah. a wedding.
But this is going to be a 2-day event now. Like, how can she make it any bigger? My goodness. You know, if anybody's going to do it, though, it's Taylor Swift.
Multiple outfit changes. People are saying that Travis is super excited, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so despite the permits, the blocked streets, the reported invitations, the NYPD officers stationed outside Madison Square Garden remain unconvinced that Tay-Tay will marry Travis Kelce there next weekend. CNN went out and talked to a bunch of the officers, and they were all like, they think this is a ruse. This is a decoy. A lot of them are saying, she's a glamorous girl. She wouldn't get married here.
I know.
That's kind of what I said yesterday. Yeah, I was like, why Madison Square Garden? Go somewhere intimate off in a forest and do something romantic and small.
Yeah, well, and she tried to do that. She was up in Rhode Island. She had a place, and then people spilled the beans, so she canceled it. So I think she's just in the, you know, camp of...
She was going to have a wedding in Rhode Island?
Yeah, like, they had a place booked. Like,
remember, it was on the same day as another couple, right?
Yeah.
And the couple was like, no, that's our
wedding
day, wasn't it?
I think the word was that people found out about it. Like, people within the building, within the event center, that they told people, word was starting to spread that was where she was going to get married, and she wasn't having it. She's like, I'm not.
But now word's spreading about Madison Square Garden.
Well, I think that she's like, if I'm going to have the people talk about my wedding anyway, I'm going to get in front of it. And so I
bet
just
you
think
it's a decoy.
This is.
It might.
I don't
be.
Should we put a dollar on whether or not it's a decoy
should,
or not?
We should bet right now. I
it's
think
a
it's going to happen. I think I will bet $1. I think it's going to happen on the weekend of the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th that they are going to get married.
Right,
and they're
going
to
the
have a big party.
I'm the witness now. You guys made a verbal
MSG,
contract
at the garden. They're going to get married.
All right.
I think it's a thing. You
they
think
are saying they are saying that she is a billionaire and she can't afford to transform the venue into basically anything she wants.
Yeah.
So,
and the security there I think is the biggest thing, because there are no windows, people can't peek in, and people can go park down underneath
peeking.
And come up top. Like, it's genius. It's kind of genius.
All right, well, the suspense is killing me.
Yeah, same.
And I'll make sure I tune in for every moment of it.
Yeah.
Here's some news that made me smile because of the oversaturation of Dolly Parton. She's now got a Tennessee travel stop / truck stop. And she was there for the ribbon cutting. She surprised fans on Wednesday. And she poked a little fun at Bucky's, I guess, while she was there. Ooh, don't poke the beaver. Don't poke the beaver. So they've got gas pumps and charging stations, a travel stop fully stocked with Dolly-themed merchandise. There's a chandelier there that's made out of bedazzled guitars, which sounds kind of cool.
That does.
A restaurant, some grab-and-go barbecue, a coffee shop, showers, laundry room, seating area. It's a whole thing. It's a complete truck stop. And on top of it all, there's some TV commercials with a little Dolly jingle.
Tennessee and travel stops. Tennessee and travel stops. Come on in. You're welcome here. Just make yourself at home. At my Tennessee and travel stops, everyone belongs. Cars and buses, campers, truckers. We have all you need in your comings and your goings. Now don't forget to stop and visit.
Oh my God, there's more.
Can I fill her up? You know I'll always love you, so don't forget to stop and visit me.
Cue!
Tennessee and travel stops.
Only Dolly Parton
you know
would
what?
Pledge
it's
her
cute.
Love to you in
it's
a
cute.
Jingle.
But now that I hear that again, I was listening to it off the air. I don't think I'd ever go there.
I think it sounds just like a Bucky's. Like the showers, the coffee, the
it's,
you know, barbecue.
Well, sure, it's
grab
a truck
and go
stop.
Barbecue. I know, but
exactly.
It's, like, there's a lot of things Bucky's is famous for. The barbecue,
it's,
the massive
it's the
layout.
Same thing.
It seems like it's
you put Dolly's name on it.
Yeah.
And some big boobs.
Okay. Calm down, Jerry. The Beavers. You know, it's fine. What? Oh, the Beavers packing just fine. All right, let's go to local news, like the Denver affordable housing crisis. Okay, let's get serious for a second.
I'm fine.
Because, no, they're thinking
control
they've
yourself.
Got a solution to the affordable housing crisis.
Yeah.
And it's kind of terrifying, like stackable trailer houses.
Well,
have we not seen
one.
Ready Player
yeah,
One?
What?
Josh, that's immediately
yeah, but that's
what I thought
incredibly,
of.
It's a big renewable
Stop.
Industry right now.
Stop.
Taking containers and making tiny houses.
Stop.
They look rad.
They
have
look
you not
rad.
Seen them?
Have you read the books, Jeremy?
Yeah, I know.
This is where it
yeah,
starts.
Yeah.
This is how it
no,
starts.
I think it's a good
People
good look.
Start, like, then gas is too expensive. You can't go anywhere. And then you're just huddled up in this little trailer house and you're on
so
the
we're
internet.
We're doing that anyway.
You have an avatar and you don't even care about your real life.
You could do that in Highlands Ranch.
No,
it sounds like everybody's
like
day already.
I don't like it. Denver's Santa Fe Art District is among the city's modular affordable housing complexes yeah. that they're starting up. In 6 months, people could be living in these things.
They're neat looking.
It has started.
I follow a couple Instagram accounts
you
of these
what?
Guys that take these old storage containers and they turn them into tiny houses. They're banging looking.
It's yeah, when
like I kind of want one.
Stacking them on top of each other.
Yeah, okay.
That's not good.
Maybe you lived in an apartment?
Yeah.
Whatever.
No, I just don't think that this is the way we want to go. I get that there's a housing crisis
and
we need to fix it, but gosh, do we not learn from the, you know, stuff we've put out already? I just
Katie,
feel like
this is a movie.
This is the same
it's a
thing
book.
As AI. And that, AI was only a book in
it's
the 80s.
Fake.
Terminator wasn't going to happen
it's
in
fake.
The 80s. And look, here we are.
It's
just
fake.
One step away
You're
from
fine.
That cop coming
no,
to my door,
us
chasing
ready.
Me yep. down the highway. Like
they
no.
did, they've done that anyway. You've been in jail.
Shut up, Jerry. No.
Oops.
I didn't try and get
this
away.
This is just your childhood.
No. I don't like it. The minute I saw it, and I'm glad
All
that
right.
you thought the same thing.
Right
immediately,
away.
Wow. I was like, Ready Player One. I don't know if you read Ready Player Two.
I don't know what your beef with is with affordable housing, but man,
no.
send your hate mail to Katie.
How about just make life
at mix100.com.
How about we just
yeah,
make
what?
Life affordable and I don't have
Let
to be stacked on top
houses.
Of somebody
people
else?
People fall on hard times.
How about that, Jeremy?
People fall on hard times.
Yeah, it's not okay. Not okay. Anyway, just in case you're wondering, that's happening.
And we all have avatars already, and we all
exciting.
Sit on the internet already.
Not like that.
And
not
you
like
sit on
that.
Your couch all day.
Not like, not no, I yet. Don't. I'm out. I walked 3 miles yesterday. Well, you ate a Costco hot dog, homie.
Oh my
so
God,
let's
it was
just
so
talk
good.
About that for a second.
Hold up. I got the drink I got was their Mocha Freeze.
Uh-huh.
I'm telling you, that combination,
Is
the Costco
it?
Hot dog with a Mocha Freeze. Game changer in
I
the world of snacks.
I smelled you after that. That is not a game changer.
I will also tell you, about 20 minutes after having that for lunch, I was like, that was a bad idea.
Yeah,
that was,
it was
a really bad idea. Especially when we had to go down to Channel 9 and
yeah.
be on TV.
Yeah.
And I ate a big old glizzy before we went down. I was like,
not
a good choice.
The best life
anyway,
decision.
Anyway, carry on.
Okay, Grand Slam Paint Jam. We're getting to it because that is tomorrow and Sunday. Real quick, it is absolutely free, and they're telling all ages to come on down there. Live Mural Festival is what they're calling it, and they're going to have over 20 muralists there. Live art demos, interactive art stations, music, food trucks, all the stuff. But again, it is absolutely free. So we wanted to just let people know about
That's
it.
Neat.
It's going to be right around Lawrence Street. So 23rd, between 22nd and 23rd and Lawrence, I think, is where it's going to be. But yeah, definitely a fun thing to bring the family to. And I know that everybody's looking for stuff for the kiddos, and this one is free.
Yeah.
What's free? Okay. There
How
you
much?
Go. Absolutely free $99. And then one more because Cheyenne Mountain Zoo has two new baby grizzly bears.
Oh my God.
They are just like 30 pounds. They're super little. They have that ring around their collar like grizzly baby
They're
bears.
Incredibly
do.
Cute.
They're
incredibly
so,
yeah. cute. It's that cuddle aggression that I have.
It
I want to bite them.
Well, not only you. There was a newscaster in Colorado Springs who was talking about it, and it had me Aww. Laughing.
Oh, okay. Here it is.
Oh, they are so cute.
For
oh
now.
My. Oh, look at that guy with his tongue. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. I know that you shouldn't, but I would love to hug one.
I would love to hug one. So we can't hug them or even see them just yet.
Sounds like
got
a girl
them.
I used to date. When she looked at me, she was like,
oh, look at that guy with his tongue. Oh, man.
Yeah, she's hot.
Oh, Jeremy. Okay. Again, you can't really see them down there in the Cheyenne Mountain Zoo because they have them in the Rocky Mountain Wild kind of getting their examinations.
They're acclimating.
Exactly.
You don't want to throw them in with the big grizzlies.
No,
right off
they
the
can
bat.
See the grizzlies through a fence, though, so they're trying to get them acclimated with the two bigger, they're like 20-year-old grizzlies that started
you?
As cubs, too.
Who are you?
And well, here's the thing. This is the first time cubs have been brought to the Cheyenne Mountain Zoo in over 20 years, and the reason they had to, it's kind of sad. Their mother was euthanized because of a history of conflicts with people, so they're hoping that this raises awareness to people, though, because there's so many folks out there who are looking for that picture, right? They don't care, and this stuff can happen if you get too close to animals.
I wish they could
animals,
do that to my
so
mother-in-law.
They're true. Okay.
Euthanizer?
One can always hope.
She has a history of conflicts always with hope. People, too.
All right, well.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Mix 100.
Well, storms hit again last night in the Mile High City. It woke me up about, I think it was like right around 11 midnight. Just that crazy rain and wind and possible hail again last night. It was nutty. The lightning was absolutely ridiculous.
Well, I saw a lot of areas across the state getting hit with floods, like unexpected floodwaters.
Bad weather again.
Real bad weather. So hope everyone's safe out there.
Well, and then right around 1:30 last night, I heard my son shuffling around, and then I saw like lights getting flashed in the house and stuff, and he had his flashlight out. I guess the power went out.
Oh, no.
Right around 1:30, which is... it's annoying because then you lay there and you're wondering, you know, well, how's this morning going to go and when's it going to come back on? But thank God Excel called me 7 times to let me know what was going on. My phone rang. I should go back and look. I think it was 7 times. And I keep my phone on silent, but I do still have it on vibrate in case there's an emergency. Yeah. So, I'm laying there and I get the...
Yeah. I mean, you feel it and you hear it.
You know, as I'm trying to doze back off, because I'm already thinking about the power off, but they called me to let me know that my power went out. They called me again to let me know that they are working on restoring my power.
Mm-hmm.
They called me again and said the power be on by 3. And then they called me again and said 4.
Oh.
And then they called me again and said 5.
Oh, no.
And then I heard the power come back on. And then I got another phone call to let me know that the power had been turned back on. So thank you, Excel, for keeping me updated on my power situation.
Do they do this in the daytime hours, too? Do they keep you updated? I've never heard
of that. I think they do.
Do they?
Yeah, I don't know. I got sucked into something. I must have signed up for something.
You must
have. Yeah, I just
power
get the email.
Alerts. Yeah, where I'm getting calls. And it's not fun when it's 2 a.m. and my phone is...
Oh, I would be so annoyed.
It was excessive.
Yeah.
I appreciate the alerts, but hey, your power's off. Yeah, I noticed.
I know.
Hey, your power's back on. Hey, thanks, I noticed.
What was your son doing at 1:30 in the morning?
He gets a little freaked out when you hear the power go out. Because you can hear
he
it.
Heard
you know,
it.
Pff,
okay.
You hear everything, you know. He's got a fan in his room and it goes off. So he gets a little like...
I get that.
Jittery
I get
about
that.
It. So he immediately has to wake everybody up and let us know that the power's out.
Dad, the power's out!
I know. I thought he was like down in his little 3D printer lab
Excel
working on
yeah,
stuff.
I know,
like,
I know. The other thing I found extremely concerning is the amount of stuff that just turns on in my house after the power kicks on. Because I went, you know, after I fell back asleep and went downstairs, then when my alarm finally went off, the amount of lights that just come on when the power comes back on.
Oh,
there was a TV on. One of my sound bars was on. I walked in our office and my wife's complete... work from home setup was just on.
What?
Lights in my garage, on. Yeah, so I guess a lot of the stuff in my home is power sensitive. So if it goes out and comes back on, it's just on.
It's automatically. I wonder if there's a switch for that or a setting.
I don't know, but I instantly am thinking, okay, so what if we're out of town for a week or something? Power goes off. We get home and everything's on and it's been running. I want a discount from Excel if that's the case.
Well, at least it'll look like someone's home and no one will rob your house. So
there is that. Always thinking.
Positive.
You had an issue at the post office yesterday?
So I went in to mail some stuff. And you know how you have to go up to the counter and you're not quite ready? So they're like, why don't you go out to that back counter and fill the stuff out and then come back, right?
Okay.
So I get to the front of the line. They tell me to do that. Go fill out some stuff at the back counter. And then when I'm ready again, I go back to the line and I get into the back of the line. That's the process,
as you should,
right?
That's proper etiquette.
Exactly. And so I get to the back of the line and I wait my turn again. And all of a sudden there's this lady and she did the same thing. She got to, you know, she was being served at the counter and they told her, you're not ready yet. Go fill this stuff out at the back. She went and did that. And instead of getting back into the back of the line,
okay,
like real humans do, she decided she was going to stand to the side of everybody and just wait until the person motioned her like, oh, yeah, you don't have to wait in line again. Come on up to the front. That is not how it works. And you could tell the person who was serving her like looked at me first to see if I was going to be okay with it because I was the next person in line. She was cutting in front
of
me. What
did you do? Did you say no?
And I just kind of smiled. I was like, it's fine.
Why'd you say no?
Because I wasn't going to create a scene right there in the post office. But also, the person in front of me, right? They had just said, hey, you were here before me. Why don't you go ahead? And I was like, no, that's totally fine. You do it. That's very nice of you to say. But you go ahead and get your stuff taken care of first. And
so
the
friendly.
Person behind me, even, I took a little bit of extra time when I finally filled everything out. And the counter person said, this is going to take a minute. And so I turned around and I told the gentleman, thank you so much for being patient. I know you probably have places
to go. So much kindness.
And he was like, it's fine. Take your time. I've got plenty of time today. So everyone was super kind except for this one unhuman-like lady who didn't feel like standing in line. She thought she was above it. And boy, that drives me crazy when people do
that. Why didn't you just speak up in the moment?
Well, because again, I'm not going to cause a scene. I just feel like this was an older woman. She should know.
Maybe
but
she was confused.
I also feel like
you're like, I'm not going to make a scene. I'm just going to go on the air tomorrow morning.
Absolutely.
And
that's exactly what I'm going to do. But I feel like once you get to a certain age, you kind of just like the rules
don't apply
to you anymore.
It's true. But let me ask you something. Do you know if the counter attendant at the post office said, hey, when you're done, just come right back up to the front?
I don't know if she did or not, but
we don't know that situation.
I was in the same situation as this lady just moments before, and she didn't tell me that. She didn't say, when you're done filling that out, come right back up to the front. She just said, go fill out your stuff.
Same lady?
Come back when you're ready.
Same
lady.
Maybe she didn't like you.
I don't know why that's part of this conversation. I know, right? Come on, I'm super friendly.
I know, right?
But no, it definitely irked me. I was like, I feel like this is just
that's common. That's etiquette. It's
common
just
knowledge.
Common knowledge. You don't go right back up and cut in front. You get back in line because you were not prepared.
I was not the only person who looked at this lady like, the heck you think?
And nobody spoke up. How come
nobody's
speaking up?
Again,
call out bad behavior.
She was an elderly lady. I don't think anybody really wanted to start.
Well, then call her out in a loud
Plus,
voice because she probably can't hear too well.
This was one of those post offices that served as another business. So it was a post office / boutique shop. So I didn't know if they just didn't want to throw down right there in the middle of the
kind of
ceramic
operation.
You know? I don't know. It really was.
I've never heard of this.
Post office /boutique?
Like what? What are they
like
clothes?
They had clothes,
purses?
They had little knickknacks, they had purses,
really?
They had shoes, they had birthday cards.
Who
little
takes the mail then?
Okay.
It was the same lady.
It's a post office in it.
Yeah.
Sometimes they got them in like gas stations
and
stuff like that. Yeah.
Okay. So they had a post office within their business. And
that's kind of cute.
Like I didn't know if people just didn't want to, start something right there and, break some stuff. So I was like, maybe we're just all being calm. So we don't break nothing,
Yeah, that
but
lady
boy,
just doesn't know
me.
Life rules, I guess.
It irked me, and I just, again, thankfully the person in front of me and behind me were so kind, that could have ended a little bit
kept
differently.
Your cool.
I think the moral of the story for you is just show up prepared to the post office so you don't have to step to the side.
But I needed her help. Like, that's the thing, is I needed to overnight something, and then I needed them to overnight it back to me, so I needed to ask her what the best, cheapest way to do that was, So that was what I needed to talk to her about, and then she told me,
get
me
out
the
of
materials
line. Go
to
go fill
do
this
it,
out.
And had me go fill it out, so.
What were you mailing?
I was mailing
a drug test or something?
Totally. That's it. And I passed! Yay!
Yay!
It's like a cup of urine
that's
or something.
Exactly.
Like,
it.
Like, I got to get this to a guy.
And then I needed them to mail it back to me.
Yeah, I needed to get this to a guy in Rhode Island immediately, and then I need it back. Like,
it's my
super
side hustle.
Quick.
What?
Like, I'm applying for a job, and I need this yeah. urine back quick. Ma'am, get out of line.
Yeah.
On the heels of you talking about that lady that cut in line at the post office, mm-hmm. just in general, I think just common courtesy has gone out the window.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I am so sick and tired of letting people in traffic and they don't give you the courtesy wave. I always give you the, hey, thanks for letting me in.
I'm an idiot and merged too late. Yeah, I always give a little thanks.
Nobody's doing that anymore. Yeah. I've noticed that too with a lot of my kids' friends. Like if you take them places, drop them off, pick them up, they don't say thank you.
What?
They do not say thank you. They just get out of the car.
Oh, I was so grateful if a parent dropped me off. Like
I've been known to go, you're welcome.
Yeah.
You bet. Glad you got home safe.
Exactly. Like, just say something snarky.
They just
nothing
buried in their phone. They open the door and get out. I'm like, okay, well, you're welcome. That irks me.
Yeah.
You know? There's been a couple times I've told Nick, I don't think I'm going to pick that kid up anymore.
Well, yeah, if they can't have the common courtesy to say thank you.
Yeah.
You got two legs? Use them.
Yeah.
That's what we, right?
Time to buy a bike.
Exactly. Exactly. Your legs broke?
Yeah, your legs broken. Thank you. Okay, enough complaining. Let's do Fast Five.
Five.
The fun starts now with Fast Five.
Yes, five.
It's time to play Fast Five.
Fast Five.
How fast can you be?
We going fast without one.
With Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Wow, 7:30. Nailed it. High five, Jared.
Yeah, get him.
Thanks, Katie. Call right now if you want to play Fast Five. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. Would love to talk to you. Would love to meet you if you've never played. I want to shout out to all the newbies today. Mm-hmm. People that are brave and they want to be on the radio. We want to meet you. 303-691-1649. Call now. We'll give you a category. Then start a 10-second timer. Within those 10 seconds, you got to give me five things that have to do with that category. It's fun.
Mm-hmm.
People seem to enjoy it. Call now and play, 303-691-1649. Give some examples of ones I've done in the past, Katie.
Okay, because you never know what you're going to ask. We could say, hey, put on your smarty pants. What are five-letter words, huh? Or five actors that played Batman villains.
Right
now. The one that won it yesterday, Mallory, who named five things at a bowling alley food court. Remember, she was like, nachos, burgers, french fries,
expert.
All the greasy stuff you want to put your greasy hands in a bowling ball with. Like, but that's exactly what's at a bowling alley. So you never know what's going to be asked. That is part of the fun of the game.
Listen, guys, if you're calling in and you get placed on hold, do not hang up. But our number is 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. Now, if you do win Fast Five today, pretty damn good prize. Double prize today, actually.
Oh, totally. Yeah. First of all, you're going to be able to see Derek Hough. His Symphony of Dance is at the Buell Theater Sunday.
What?
So pair of tickets to that. Ooh, get your dance on.
Symphony
then,
of Dance.
Wait, the big one is Usher and Chris Brown at Empower Field. That is tonight. And we're going to hook you up with a pair of tickets to go be in the venue for that. I can't wait to hear the stories tomorrow about that show because
it's going to be epic.
Epic concert in town this evening.
Absolutely. If you do not have plans tonight, you should probably try to call in right now and play Fast Five today. 303-691-1649. All right. Who do we got up to bat here? We got Phyllis. Hi, Phyllis.
Hi.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
My little note on the screen here says it's your daughter's birthday this weekend.
Yeah, she's going to be 16. Sweet 16.
That's a big one.
That is a biggie.
Yeah.
Doing anything special for her?
Yeah, we're going to have our big party on Sunday.
Loved my 16th birthday.
Did you love
party.
It?
I did.
I'm trying to remember mine.
It's a big deal for a girl. I don't know if it's as big for a guy, but Sweet 16's a big deal. Big deal for a girl.
Yeah, here, let me play you my little sound here.
Go, Shawty. It's your birthday.
She going to go get her driver's license?
Yes, we're working on that.
Okay.
Good.
That's
good,
a nice present. What's her name? Give her a shout out.
Oh, yeah.
Tiana.
Tiana, happy birthday.
Hi.
Sweet 16. Yay.
All right, what do I have for you here,
Phyllis? Something easy.
Oh, but I don't know what would be easy for you is the thing, you know?
I know. I tried yesterday and I didn't do so good.
What did I give you yesterday?
You told me to name 5 bands with the color in their name, and I could not do it.
Okay. All right. Well, today the letter is O. In 10 seconds, no help from your daughter. 10 seconds.
No
give
help.
Me 5 apps on your phone that start with the letter O. Go.
Uh-oh. 5 apps. I have Office.
Well,
Office.
You didn't do so good.
Office. Yeah. Microsoft Outlook.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's Microsoft.
The game's over, Phyllis. Phyllis, we're done now. Phyllis, we got to let you go. All right, Phyllis.
Thank you. Thanks,
all right, Phyllis.
Bye. Happy birthday.
She hung up.
She's right. Okay. I didn't do so great.
Right. I want some newbies. 303-691-1649. Is it Savine or Savin?
It's Savin.
Savin. Hi, Savin. How are you?
What's up, guys? How you guys doing?
We're just chilling. Just chilling. Impress us with your weekend plans. What are you doing?
Tomorrow I'm going to hit up Recno Big Gay Soiree for a Pride event with my wife.
Oh, okay. There you go.
That should be fun. There's a lot of good Pride stuff going on. We're actually going to be at the
weekend.
Parade Sunday. So,
yeah, Katie will be there hanging out.
Yes.
Yes, indeed. All right. What do I have for you? All right. Do you know a lot about movies?
I like to think so.
You like to think
so? That remains to be seen.
Okay. All right.
Well, in that case, in 10 seconds, give me 5. You can do any brands that start with the letter O. Go.
Any brands that start with O?
Go. Go.
Let's go Oreo, Olipop, Oakley, Old Navy.
Yeah, time's
up. You would have had it if you started earlier.
You just Googled a little bit sooner.
Man.
Still. I know what you did. No cheating, you guys. No cheating.
No cheating.
All right, have a great weekend. Later, Gator.
All right, you too, guys. Appreciate
you. Bye, Saban.
Don't cheat, you guys. That's not in the spirit of the game.
Yeah.
We know when you do it.
Well, you're pretty good at telling.
About 7 seconds in, all of a sudden you reel off like 9 of them. Don't do that.
I'm so naive and I want to think the best of people, but Jeremy, you got it.
I got you. Hi, Melanie.
Hey, good morning.
What are you doing this weekend?
Hopefully going to Chris Brown, and then my roommates are getting married.
Oh, they're getting married. What did you get them for their wedding?
I was in charge of the wine, so I dropped a couple $100 on wine.
Good for you.
Yes, you got your job.
You got a bit of a drinking problem, Melanie?
No, but I'll support everybody else's drinking problem.
Right? Yeah, great answer, Melanie.
That's awesome. What is your go-to drink or cocktail if you're out having fun?
Cranberry vodka.
Yeah. Not mad at that, for sure. I'm an old-fashioned guy. I like the old fashions.
Oh, no. Too strong for me. I'm a wimp.
A little too much. And then Katie loves Gatorade. She just that's all she
I
drinks.
Know.
Katie
yeah.
doesn't drink anymore.
I don't drink. But actually, I like Sprite with boba. Get
Sprite
technical.
With boba, yum. That
it's
sounds good.
So good.
Not bad at all. All right, sweet. What?
Oh, I'm actually paying for my drink at Starbucks right now. I'm on the radio. Say hi.
Hi. What Starbucks are you at?
Yeah.
Okay.
Which Starbucks are you at?
No, she's busy. She's getting her drink.
Okay, sorry.
I'm in Thornton. I'm at 136 in Colorado.
Okay. Yes.
All right. Are you in a position to play right now? Because we're going to play.
Let's go. I'm ready.
Okay. What's your coffee order?
I like the oat milk shaken espresso ice.
Yeah. All right. Sounds expensive. Sounds more than that cranberry vodka, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, about the same.
All right. Do you like movies?
Sure.
Give me 5 famous movie directors. Go!
Steven Spielberg.
Yep.
Oh, gracious.
Oh, gracious. Hurry.
I don't know. Never mind.
admitted defeat. Never mind.
Melanie, that's the only one I'd know, though. Steven Spielberg. was really? All I've got. Yeah.
I'm going to hold on to that because there's a ton.
Okay.
A ton of big names. Bye, Melanie. Yeah. Have a good day.
Thanks I think for her playing.
Phone was cutting out. Hi, Jessica.
Hi.
Hey. So are you cleaning your basement this weekend?
Yes.
What a lucky guess on my part. Wow. What are the odds? What are the odds? Why is your basement so messy?
Well, because it's become a kettle and my kids moved out. I'm empty nesting and all their crap's down there.
Yeah. It's time.
That's where everything goes, right? In the basement.
So are you going to do that thing now that all the kids are gone? Are you going to put like a sewing room in or a pottery room? Or
No, not at all. Yeah. We have little dogs, so that's their little domain.
Oh, okay.
It's the dogs get a room.
It's a dog urination area.
They get to play down there, right?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Everyone's going to come over and be like,
down there.
Jess, why does your basement smell so bad? Well, it's the dog area. That's in your future. That is in your future. All right. In 10 seconds, sweet Jessica with a messy basement. I need you to name 5 nursery rhymes. Go!
Okay, Humpty Dumpty.
Yep.
Mary Had a Little Lamb.
You bet. Come on.
Itsy Bitsy Spider.
Yep.
You're on a roll.
Jack and Jill.
There you go.
Jack Sprat.
Could eat no fat.
His wife could eat no beans.
Yeah, Little Miss Muffet.
Little Miss Muffet. She sat on that tuffet, didn't she?
Is that guy who sat in a corner?
Little Jack Horner.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
what is he? What was he doing in the corner? That's
Jack
right.
Eating his pudding and pie.
No, wasn't it? Yeah, right? It was.
Curds and whey. Sounds gross.
No, curds wasn't Little Miss Muffet eating her curds and whey?
I don't know. They're so confused.
I hate this one. I hate this topic.
You know, we don't know.
Nobody knows. Nobody knows.
You could have given me the directors. I had those.
Well, I didn't know. Stop yelling at me. All right, get back to your basement. Have a good weekend.
All right. You too.
Okay, bye.
Jessica.
My God, is anybody going to win this?
Let's go, guys. It's Friday. Go.
Jason.
Yes.
Yes.
How you doing today?
Well, super dupes. How are you, Jason?
I'm doing good.
You're doing real good.
We kind of need you to win this thing.
Hey, Jason, we're doing
this.
I'm
hoping I win it.
We're doing this thing in the 8 o'clock hour that we do on the final Friday of every month. It's like a feel-good Friday thing where we talk about the best things that happened to us over the past month.
Yeah.
So over June. What was the best thing that happened to you in the month of June? I'm totally putting you on the spot.
I know. That's a hard
It could be
one,
like man. Little things.
Yeah.
It can be something big. Maybe a good meal that you had.
I went to... trying to think.
I know.
I went camping. I went camping.
There we go.
You got out in nature.
Fun. Yeah, where'd you go camping, Jason?
Up pretty close to Fairplay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Never heard of it. Well, good
Fair
for you,
Jason. Really?
I'm just joking.
Okay.
See? That's the kind of stuff we're looking for.
Exactly.
It's a feel-good Friday. It's just we just want to feel good.
That's a great example.
Like we're out camping.
Yeah,
like we're pooping in a hole.
It was fun, too. Went with some people from work, so it was fun.
See? Got to know them better.
Perfect.
Yeah, that's perfect. So good, Jason.
All right, J-Bone, let's do some Fast Five with you. Your letter is O. Give me 5 brands, any brands that start with that letter O. Go!
Oreo, oatmeal, Oral Wheat, Omega, Fiber, and
Yeah, buzzer hit, and I don't know if I could just accept. What do you say, oatmeal?
Oatmeal. We don't know. Maybe there's an oatmeal somewhere out there.
Well, buzzer hit anyway, buddy. You didn't win, but you have a great weekend, okay?
Thanks, you too.
All
have
right,
a great
bye.
Weekend.
Bye, buddy. Roger. Hi, Roger.
Howdy.
Howdy doody, little cutie.
I'm doing quite well. And yourself?
Oh, buddy, we're super dupes. We are super. What was the best part of your month?
Yeah.
This month, I'd share reading my book, picking up my book again. I'm learning to.
Uh-oh, your phone cut out. You're learning to what?
Write some music.
Oh, see?
Okay, like compose music?
That's a feel-good Friday.
What? That's amazing.
Good, man. Well, you see, you could have participated a little later, but now you don't have to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got your vote.
All right, Roger. Are you still with us?
Roger that.
Yes!
Your letter is O. I need five brands. Any brands that start with the letter O. Go.
Oreo, Olipop. Oh, my goodness.
Come on! Oh, for God's sakes.
Man.
Roger, get back to your music. Have a great weekend.
Hey, yeah, y'all take care. Thank you.
Bye,
bye,
buddy.
Roger.
Marsha.
Olive Garden.
Hi.
Marsha, we're not playing yet.
We were practicing.
You were practicing? What were you practicing?
I love it.
You doing the O's?
You're getting ready.
Brands with O. I heard That's Olive right. Garden in the background.
Yeah. Yes, just trying to, I was practicing, getting my brain going.
Okay, well, you can't cheat. No help, all right?
No help, gotcha.
Who was that in the background?
That's my friend Sarah. You guys know us. We're friends. We go way back to like 2 weeks ago when you came to our work.
Oh, you already won something from us. You got to wait a little while before you win again. You know that, right?
Oh, well...
It's like 30 days, 90
again,
days. Oh, sad for you, Marsha.
We won the pizza party.
You won the... Oh, sure. Well, you can't play today because you just won from us, but it was nice talking to you.
Oh, man. Well, Josh, let me talk to Josh. He
All right, hold on.
Gonna...
Hold on. I'll put you on hold and you can talk to Josh.
Bye, Marsha.
Get out of here, Marsha. You got free pizza from us. Is it Eva? 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 Forever,
Eva.
Hi, Eva. Good morning. Happy Friday. Can we wrap this up?
Hi.
Can we hurry up and win this? I got things to do.
Please.
My God. You ready?
I hope so.
Here we go. Eva, you got this.
Eva. No help. No cheating. All right?
Okay.
I don't think you can hear me very well. Can you hear me? Yeah, she's gone.
You got, no.
Eva.
Eva, oh no.
Ed, for God's sakes, will somebody win? I'm about ready to do my own Fast Five. I'll do it. All right, can't hear Ed. Jody.
Hello? Hi.
Jody.
Hello.
Why is everybody so confused? Jody.
Hello.
Jody.
Can you hear me?
Jody.
We got you. Hello.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Jody, stop.
I'm here.
Are you ready, Jody?
Jody, I'm getting irritated.
I'm so ready.
She's ready, Jeremy.
Jody.
Okay.
In 10 seconds, give me five characters from the TV show Friends. Go.
Oh my gosh. Rachel, Monica, Stevie, Joey, Chandler, Ross.
Oh, dang. Yeah, she did.
Jody. Ooh, Jody.
We were scared Jody. For a second.
Hold on. Jody.
Yes.
You're all excited.
Do you have, I know. Like,
do you have plans tonight?
I knew it, and it just did it quick.
Jody. Jody, do you have plans tonight?
No, I do not.
You do now, because you just
yes.
won. Now, what do you need to do when you win this game?
Oh, my God, my quarter looks like right now because I'm so excited.
Say, Jeremy, play the winning win sound.
Jeremy, play the winning win sound.
Yeah, okay, there you go.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yay! Close enough. For God's sakes, it's the game that would never end today.
I've been trying all week, too. So.
Have you?
Jody.
I love how excited you are, and I'm glad you don't have plans tonight because you're going to Empower Field to go see Usher and Chris Brown.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That's so exciting. My daughter is going to be stoked.
Excellent. Well, we are very happy for you. Jody, I'm going to put you on hold. We'll come back and tell you about that prize.
Dang.
Dang. That was a long one today.
Jeremy,
Katie, and Josh. Mix 100.
I got a whole stack of just odds and ends nonsense that we just need to chat about. It is definitely swimming season, and here's a question for everybody listening. Do you shower before you get into a pool? Specifically a public pool, says this story, but I think this would probably go for any pool. I don't get in pools.
Yeah, you're against them.
Because the word poo is in pool,
yeah.
So I don't. An online poll was split. People were about 50-50, whether or not you should rinse off before you get in or if you just go cannonball and get on in there. So the biggest factor is, one, you should be doing it.
Yeah.
It helps keep the pool clean.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
If you don't shower or rinse off, all the dirt and grime that's on you including sweat, body oils, any lotion products that you have on you, guess where that's going?
Right in the pool.
You're going to have a little oil slick around you you're hanging out at Waterworld.
Nobody and likes that.
Nobody wants an oil slick around them at all. And they're also saying, I've never heard this before, that it really protects your hair. And here's a pool expert talking about
it. By rinsing off before, it allows the pool to stay clean. The hair follicles in your hair actually absorb fresh water, not the chlorine water. So it's actually an extra layer of protection for your hair. When you come out, you have still a little bit of chlorine in your hair, so you want to make sure you wash it out, rinse it off, as well as rinse your body off to get the chlorine off.
Who is that, Paul Mitchell or something?
Hair
totally expert?
Totally makes sense, though, because I will tell you, when I get out of a pool, if I don't have some kind of cap over my hair, it is so dry and brittly, and it just is not okay. So this is some good advice as far as protecting it. I dig that. And I always thought you were supposed to rinse off before you got in the pool. Like, I remember in my hometown, the little city pool that I went to, they had showers in between. You had the locker room, and then you had the showers, and then you had the pool, and you had to go through each step to
get like
from
urinate,
one to the other.
Shower, pool.
Exactly. Like, you had to do one before you did the other. Huh. You don't want to urinate in the pool.
Well,
that's
a lot of people just
upon.
Go right to pool and urinate.
I know. You're not supposed to do that, though.
A lot of times, I'm not even in the pool. I just stand on the edge and go in and pee in it.
See, it's...
That's nasty.
I know!
Jerry, you nasty!
It's so bad!
Anyway, I've never heard that when you wash your hair beforehand, it absorbs clean water, and then it doesn't absorb as much chlorine water. I don't know.
I like that.
All right, now you're up to date on everything pool-related this morning.
Yay, us.
I got another story for you. It has to do with gummy worms.
This one I'm afraid of because I love gummy worms.
This is very important news. I guess Trader Joe's has some banging gummy worms
they do.
Right now.
Yes.
They're really, really good. There's all sorts of food influencers trying these gummy worms
now.
They're
so good.
And there's like a unique texture to them. They smell like a birthday cake, apparently. They're very appealing, very appetizing. Now, the only problem is a single serving of 8 gummy worms. Did I say bears earlier? Gummy worms. This is gummy worms. Contain a whopping 14 grams of dietary fiber. How many servings are in a bag, maybe?
That
four?
Makes total sense now, actually.
Here's the
now
problem.
Now that I think back on that day, that makes total sense.
Let me put this into perspective. One serving of Metamucil fiber gummies contains 5 grams of fiber, and that'll get you rocking.
Uh-huh.
These gummy worms, which are highly addictive and delicious... At Trader Joe's, 14 grams of fiber per serving, let's say 4 servings per bag. People are comparing it to the medicine that you take before a colonoscopy.
Yes, that's exactly it.
One person says, I ate a serving and a half and confirmed... And I can confirm it cleans you out fast.
Yes, it does. No, it's so funny. I just tried these gummy worms, and now I feel way better about myself because I thought
I
was just
I am skinny.
Exactly.
One commenter said, I ate several handfuls, and my stomach has been a wreck for days.
Yes, you got to be careful about this stuff.
Yeah, so read the label. Why would Trader Joe's do us dirty like that, though?
Literally dirty. You know what? It pays
Somebody
to
else
know.
Said, fiber be working overtime in these worms.
Yes. But they're so good. They're so hard to put down. That's the thing. Is it's like
I watched a video this morning from a TikToker that was trying these. She's just sitting in her car. She's like, I'm trying these new viral gummy worms. She had no idea, you know. And I'm just laughing because she's like, oh, these are good.
Yeah.
Oh, these are tasty. And she's doing like 9, 10, 11 gummy worms. I'm like, oh, no, she doesn't know.
She's about to find out, though.
All right, so Peyton wrote in on the text line. She says, I was out running some errands one day. Trader Joe's was one of my stops. I grabbed those gummy worms, munching on them while I was running errands. I ended up getting stuck on I-25 traffic. Jer, I was fighting for my life, is what she wrote.
Oh, poor Peyton.
Oh my God. Yeah, those things sound like they take effect pretty darn fast.
It's almost instantly. And I, like, again, I'm just so grateful for that information now because I was really...
You know, I like to provide public service for people.
Good on you, Jer.
I got one more funny story for you guys. It has to do with our buddy Big Rob, who comes on after us each and every day. Good guy. We love Big Rob.
Yeah, yeah.
So we've teamed up with Elitch Gardens. We're doing a lot with Elitches this summer. And one of the things they're doing for us, which is very cool, is they're like essentially decorating the entire theme park with Mix 100 banners and slogans. And there's giant pictures of all of us up at Elitch Gardens, which is pretty neat for us. I'm like, oh, that's kind of cool, you know?
Nice little local place. Yeah, exactly. We love it.
So he sent me a picture yesterday because he stopped by to check out some of the banners and stuff that they put up. And by some of the swimming areas out there, they've got like these giant like sheds looking things. And there's like three or four of them sitting there. And one of them's a big banner of Nina that says, "Listen to Nina, afternoons, Mix 100. It's really nice." It's boom, front and center. And then there's us next to Nina. Okay, JKJ in the morning. Have some morning laughs. And then next to us is a banner of Big Rob and a giant bush in front of the shed in front of his banner.
Oh. Oh, no.
And he sent me a picture yesterday, and I saw it, and I was like, oh, my God. I started laughing. I had tears in my eyes because it's like, Nina, JKJ, Big Rob behind a bush.
It's like the Monsters, Inc.
Oh, the Mike Wazowski.
Yeah.
Mike Wazowski.
I was thinking of Wilson from the old school Home Improvement TV show. Yeah, where it's like all you see, it's like, oh, you don't see Big Rob at all. So I told him, I was like, do you think you could sneak some like bush trimmers in there?
I know.
And snip the bush.
Right? We need to, some product placement.
You got to trim the bush so you can see Big Rob.
You sure do.
You really do, yeah.
Jerry, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Oh, there's always just every day so much crap and nonsense that we're reading on social media. Everybody's mad at each other. Everybody's down in the dumps. And we try to fight that a little bit with something that we call Feel Good Friday, where we take the final Friday every month and have people call in and tell us all the good stuff that happened to them over the month. So if you want to participate in Feel Good Friday, 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. I would love it if you called right now. I would encourage you to call. Let's spread some smiles, some love, some joy. 303-691-1649. Now, here's the thing with Feel Good Friday as well. It doesn't have to be something huge like you made partner. You don't have to tell us that.
Yeah.
It can be something small, you know, like a meal that you had.
Or you cleaned your whole house, right? Like, that's a good feeling.
Sure, why not?
Yeah.
It's your life. It's your world.
Whatever put the biggest smile on your face, that's what we want to hear about, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. Even something that happened with your kiddos, your parents, anything. We'll accept anything. But it only works if you call in. So don't be scared. We're very nice.
Yeah.
We're nice people.
We want to talk to you. We want to hear about your good stuff.
And I know there's like a million people listening right now. So call us, 303-691-1MIX, which is 303-691-1649. Think back over the past 26 days and be like, what was something that really was good in my life? Katie, how about you?
I would have to say my new car that I bought, my new old car from the 1900s. It is perfect.
It's a good car.
I love it so much. And the best part about it is, you know, car guys, right? You are a car guy, Jeremy, Josh.
I am.
You like cars as well. And when I roll up and people see my car, they're also impressed. Like, wow. Look at you.
Well, like vintage.
And then
yeah.
I tell
all
them
I know
about,
is like when you got it, you were so happy.
Yeah, I was. And well, and the deal I got also made me happy on top of it. So there's so many good things that, you know, are with this car. And I just, even driving it around now, like it puts the biggest smile on my face. So, and I gave it a name. Do you want to hear my
car's
name?
Oh, yeah, what's the name?
It's Cookie.
Cookie.
I know. Josh helped me with that, actually.
Cookie car.
It was going to be Cook'em because that's Chippewa for grandma.
Okay.
That's what I called my grandma. But then he said, what about Cookie. I'm like, hey, I like Cookie. So that's Car's good. Name's Cookie, and I love her.
And no joke, guys, she puts a club on it. There's a club, on, like old school,
like
across the steering wheel.
Like the anti-theft device club.
So funny. Phone lines are ringing. I love you guys. Come on, let's spread some joy and some smiles on a Friday.
Yes.
Let's push all the crap to the side that we're reading on Facebook. It's probably AI anyway.
Yeah, get out of
here. Get out of here, AI slop. Okay, so as of right now, I've got one open phone line. If you want to call in for Feel Good Friday, 303-691-1649. We're just talking about the little things that happened to you over the past 26 days in the month of June that were really special to you. Big, small, medium, whatever. 303-691-1649. Here's Jordan. And hi, Jordan. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Well, good morning. Okay, so Feel Good Friday. What you got for us?
So I'm hoping to feel good. It hasn't happened yet, but we've got the World Cup going on, and Uruguay plays today, and the man's really nervous about it. They're going up against Spain. So I'm going to go beg the McDonald's workers for their nine collector for $9 because I don't have $90 to go get 90 Big Macs.
Your highlight of the month is McDonald's collector's cups.
Yes!
You know what? Why the hell not? It's bringing you joy.
That's fun.
Exactly.
That is fantastic.
Gotta live in some ways.
That's
right. I'm hoping he likes it. He's been talking about it, and I'm like, I love you. I'm not spending $90 for collector cups at McDonald's.
Yeah.
Like, I'll get dressed one day and go down and ask very politely.
There you go. Hand them over. Well, Jordan, this is what we're talking about. Thank you so much for calling
in. That's a nice win.
That's a good win.
Yeah.
Hi, Tessa. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
Well, we're
thanks for having me.
We're super dupes. Well, gosh, thank you for calling in. You did all the heavy lifting. It's Feel Good Friday. What's making you feel good this month?
Well, called you on a whim. I just started volunteering with my twins through the National Charity League, and we just started this beginning of June. And we've done a couple of volunteer events, one at the Gabriel Foundation out in Elizabeth, volunteering for a bird sanctuary, and then recently for the Highland Scamper. And it's been so much fun to see how much joy they have in their hearts for serving their community and being part of something. And they just had such a blast. So
that's really neat. You're raising a couple of good humans right there.
You just warmed my
heart. We're trying so hard.
And Katie loves birds.
I do. Well, and I just love, I think it's so
important. You should go out there. It's crazy. They have like over 200 some birds. They like have really fancy food for them. It's like farmer's dog for birds. It's the funniest thing.
Huh.
But yeah.
So good. I was just talking on the show the other day that, I feel like I'm becoming an old man because I went out on my back patio on a Saturday morning having a cup of coffee, and I was just sitting there listening to the birds and watching them fly around, and I had the best time of my morning, of my life that morning.
Yeah.
I was like, this is really cute.
It's fascinating.
I like birds.
There are some birds with characters there, for sure.
Yeah.
There is one that if you go and make the rock on sound, it goes, rock on, rock on, rock.
So funny.
That'd make me happy too. So this is perfect, Tessa.
This is really good. Tessa, thank you so much for calling in this morning and sounding off for Feel Good Friday. Very, very much appreciated. Here is Samantha. Hi, Samantha.
Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning. So what made you feel good in the month of June, girlfriend?
I just got back from vacation.
Oh, very good. Where'd you go?
So we did a road trip, Vegas, Cali, Reno, and came back through Utah into Wyoming.
Oh, so you drove all the way through all these spots.
We did, yeah.
That's fun, yes. What was your favorite part about it?
I went to my first Dodger game, so that was pretty cool.
Okay. You got to do, was Shohei pitching?
There you go.
Did you get to see Shohei pitch?
Yes, I did.
The unicorn! So yeah, that's a bucket list.
I got a question
right
for you, too. What was the best road trip food that you had? What was the best thing you snacked on?
Oh, I get those sweet tart chewies, the little round ones.
Not mad at that at all.
The chewy sweet tarts.
Not mad at that at all. That's what we're talking about. Samantha, thank you so much
for
calling
in.
So
good.
Just
what we need.
I was trying to think of mine. I had a pretty pretty couple special moments this month with my son. I took him out for the first time and let him drive.
Oh.
Which was a lot of fun.
The first time.
Aww. Got him behind the wheel. And it was special, you know, to see him kind of freak out being behind a car wheel.
Well, because we all remember. Right?
I know, right?
Oh, that's so good for you.
It was really good. That
that's
was a cool
good one.
It was just me and him, too. Great father-son time. And then the other thing is he bought a brand new e-bike with his own money. He's been saving up. It was like $700 or something. And then him and I got in the garage and put the damn thing together for an hour.
That's some good bonding time right
there. The new age way, working on cars in the garage.
Right? Yeah, instead, we're putting e-bikes together. So another very special father-son moment. Hi, Debbie.
Good morning.
Well, good morning to you. It's Feel Good Friday. What was the best part of your month?
I got to fly back to Portland, Oregon, pick up one of my four-year-old grandsons, and fly him back to Colorado for some special time just about him.
Oh, wow. Oh. And you're a pilot, too. That's awesome.
I know. Too bad I really wasn't. It saved me a lot of money.
Right. What kind of things did you guys do together?
We went to the zoo, and we fed the giraffes, and we pet the stingrays, and... he slept a lot. I think the altitude got to him.
I'm sure.
Well, that's actually great because, yeah, you had some fun and then you went home and he just slept the rest of the day. So
exactly.
That's good kid time.
There's 2 4-year-olds. I did one in May, one in June, and next month I bring the 8-year-old out.
Oh, you're such a good grandma.
You are.
You're the best.
Debbie, I am.
I have to say, like, I remember staying with the grandma was like a highlight for all the grandkids. So I know you're doing them a solid. They're going to remember this their whole life.
Debbie, that's a great one. Thank you for calling in. Here's Tiffany. Hi, Tiff.
Hello.
Hello. Hi. All right, Feel Good Friday. What was your feel good part of June?
My daughter made me a grandma for the first time.
Oh, another grandma! Oh, so many grand. We should just call this Grandma Friday. So, what's the little baby's name?
Annalise.
Oh, how cute.
Yeah, that's adorable. And it's your first grandchild, so you're like super excited, huh?
Yes.
That's cute. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you for calling, Grandma. That's a good one. Hi, Linda.
Hello.
Did you become a grandma, too?
I did not.
Okay.
Well, she's like, oh, thank God.
All right.
Yeah. Well, that'd be hard since I don't have children.
That would be very difficult. That would be very unique. We'll call that Unique Friday. All right, so what was the best part of June for you?
I went to Cedar Rapids, Iowa, and ran a half marathon.
Yeah! Yes. Good for you and your strong
thighs. It was my fifth half marathon.
Whoa!
Damn.
How long is a half marathon again?
13.1.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
That is a lot of running.
That is so impressive.
And in Iowa.
I ran my first one at the day after I turned 62.
Okay.
Oh, awesome. And then, now I'm 68, and I'm still out there.
It's your fifth one.
Wow. Dang. We're very impressed. I get winded walking up the stairs sometimes.
I know. Running is hard. I actually running run, is hard. And I can only do 2 miles at a time. Yeah. So for you, 13 and a half miles.
Linda,
that
we
is
are
crazy.
Impressed.
Yeah,
thank
we
you
are.
For calling in. All right, I'm going to try to sneak one more in before we got to get to the break. Is it Maine?
Yes.
Hi, Maine. It's Feel Good Friday. Tell us something good that happened over the past month.
I was just alerted that after being 6 months with my company, I have been promoted.
Oh.
After just 6 months?
Wow.
Maine, look
smell
at you.
You.
And I'm one of the youngest techs there.
What do you do?
I'm now a lead phlebotomist, so I go around to nursing homes and I draw people's blood.
Oh, good for fantastic. You. Congratulations.
And the lead phlebotomist.
No,
right?
I don't want to brag.
You put that on your business card.
I knew a lot about vein placement.
That is awesome, Maine. Congratulations.
Yay for Maine. Thank you for calling in. Oh, that's a good group of people. Josh, really quick, we got to get to a break. What was your best part?
Probably my birthday. Felt very loved and appreciated, so that was very nice.
There you go.
June the 4th be with you.
June the 4th.
There you go. Hey, guys, good news. We'll do it all again next month. Feel Good Friday with JKJ. Time for a very quick Mix 100 Sports Report. What you got?
All right, we're going to blast through this. The World Cup has been going on. USA played last night. We're about halfway through it now. We still got about 2 weeks left to go, and there have been so many memeable and viral things that have happened at the match last night in USA taken, where they lost that match, unfortunately, against Turkey. Edward Norton and Brad Pitt, they were there, and it's funny because they were sitting next to each other, and a lot of Fight Club references made as they were like, oh, Edward Norton's sitting there with himself and all that stuff. So that was funny.
That's hilarious.
Unfortunately, USA did lose, but the funny thing about the World Cup now is so many people have come over here. Americans are learning so much about other cultures and even soccer itself. Google has been flying off the charts, and some of the things that have been the most Googled things so far have been like, hey, is soccer actually called football? Because we as Americans, we have our own version of football. And all the Europeans that have come over are like, what are you calling it? Soccer? What
is
that?
And it's F-U-T.
It ball. Is. Yeah. You're right. Good job, Katie. Yeah. Look at you, cultured queen over there. And then the number two thing is ranch. That's an American true. Thing. All the Europeans here have been obsessed with ranch, and they want to know if they can bring it back to Europe because apparently they have nothing like it over there. And just remember, if you're a European, listen to the JKJ Morning Show. You cannot bring it on your carry-on, okay? You got to pack that thing because it's considered a gel, I guess, by the TSA, which makes it sound so much more unhealthy, doesn't it?
Pass the gel.
That's disgusting. And then the last thing that I think is the funniest thing being Googled on here is a lot of the soccer players like to warm up without a shirt on. It's already hot here. They just like to get a good warm up going. And they wear a monitor, but it really does look like a sports bra. And so European and Americans all over are asking, why are they wearing sports bras? So that's the number five thing Googled here. And it's not a sports bra, people. It's a heart monitor, and it checks like all the, you know, laps you've ran or anything like that. How many steps you get in. Mm-hmm. Katie, you're a big steps girl, right?
Yeah, I am.
Got to get those steps in. So no, Americans are not running around here in their sports bras and just, you know,
showing
with their shirts off and showing off.
Yeah, exactly.
Their pink, hot pink sports bras, right, Katie?
Yeah, that's interesting, though.
It is.
Clearing a lot of stuff up because I don't know a lot about the World Cup.
Yeah,
so.
Same.
Apparently, no Americans
so
do.
No sports bras.
Mile High Hype on Mix 100 starts now.
Just a heads up, today is National Take Your Dog to Work Day. And oddly enough, it's also National Safer Workplace Day today, so be careful out there.
Okay.
Don't step on any little doggies, all right? The NYPD, they say they're a little skeptical that Tay-Tay's actually going to have her wedding at Madison Square Garden over the 4th of July, essentially. A lot of the police officers are saying that she's a glamorous girl. She would never get married here, is the quote. But then a lot of people are saying, you know what? She's a billionaire, so she could pretty much transform that entire venue however she wants.
I think it's part of it. I think she's trying to get people to think she's not going to have it there, so they'll start sniffing around elsewhere so she can have it there the whole time.
Yeah.
Because it has everything she needs. So much security. They can park down underneath.
A lot
there's
of restrooms.
No windows. Well, there's like she's really concerned with people taking pictures and releasing them before she does.
Yeah.
This out, you know, they can't do that there. There's no windows. There's no way to get in unless you're in.
I guess we're just going to have to wait and see. Mm-hmm. I know the suspense is killing
it's
me.
It's killing me.
It is killing me too, Katie. Dolly Parton has her first ever truck stop that she opened up in Tennessee. It sounds very familiar. It sounds exactly like a Buc-ee's, essentially. A lot of gas pumps, charging stations, and then a restaurant, some grab-and-go barbecue, coffee shop, a trucker's lounge.
Yeah. I was suspicious when she released the Dolly Nuggets. I was like, wait a second. That's too close.
Are they
it's
really
too
big?
Too close. Oversized, in
I
fact.
I would think so.
Way you bigger only, than Buc-ee's Nuggets.
You only get two of them. And then finally, I got to give you, since we just did Feel Good Friday, this is a sweet little story coming out of Tennessee as well. There's a senior living community out there that just hosted an awesome event where residents took part in a giant slip and slide day. Now, before you freak out.
I was freaking out. Yes.
They weren't actually running and jumping on there as seniors. Like, oh, I'm just going to break. I broke my hip.
They can't have fun? Why did they stop
What they
them
do
from
is they put, like, an inner tube on the giant piece of plastic with, like, ropes attached to it. So they let the seniors sit in the inner tube. They grab the ropes and then run along with them and just pull them along. But listen to the audio and how happy they are.
We created this giant slip and slide.
We're going for a great ride as fast as we can.
The Murfreesboro Fire Department comes out and they hose it down and they help to assist the seniors on and off the tubes.
I'm looking forward to it. This is crazy. It's fun.
And then they get to ride down on the tubes like they get to be a kid again. We call it the ride and slide.
I said some things. I just had the times of my life.
Why is that Herbert?
They slid me right into the pearly gates.
That's so perfect. She was so excited.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I can't imagine their excitement if they were going at full speed, so maybe it's a better idea.
Here we go. She's zipping along on the slip and slides.
I love that.
My teeth fell out.
They're so happy.
They are so happy. And I'm telling so you, happy. When you watch the video, there's these little old dudes in straight up jeans and tucked in dress shirts sitting on their little inner tube, like getting zipped down like little old guys do.
Do you have swim shorts?
We're going for a great ride.
So
I just have the time of my life.
Oh, I'm so glad.
It's so safe, too.
Last time of their life.
They want to have fun, too.
Slide me right into the grave.
Careful with all that fun you're having, though. Okay.
Hey, if you're going to go out, that's the way you go out, right?
For real.
I'm not even joking. Dig a hole in the ground for me. Line up a slip and slide that goes right in. Whee!
That's how you want it?
That's how I want it to end.
That doesn't sound bad, actually.
Not too shabby, huh?
I'd like to sign up for that as well.
Here I come!
I would also like that package.
All right, I talked way too much.
Oh, it's
Katie,
all good.
Give me a couple quick ones.
Well, let's do just the fun one down at Cheyenne Mountain Zoo because they have two new baby grizzly bears. Exactly. I'm that excited, too. They joined the two 20-something-year-old bears already there. So Emmett and Digger have been at the zoo since 2007. That's also almost the last time the Cheyenne Mountain Zoo got little grizzly bears that were orphaned cubs. Oh, their mama had to be euthanized. But, again, they brought these cubs to Cheyenne Mountain Zoo. They're going to be out of the guests' view. And his quarantine period is going to help them adjust, right? So it helps them with their examinations, vaccinations, and the necessary medications. And it also helps protect the other zoo animals. So they are going to introduce the little baby grizzly bears and Emmett and Digger. They'll be behind a fence, so they won't be able to get to each other. But they'll be able to get to know each other a little bit better.
And when you see them, what are you going to say?
So cute. And you won't be able to see them in Rocky Mountain Wild for many weeks just because, again, the acclimation period. They don't have names for them yet, and they haven't even released the sexes, but they're adorable.
They're really cute.
They're so cute. Oh, my goodness.
So
but,
cute.
Yeah, a couple new little berry nanas at the Cheyenne Mountain, too, so that's exciting.
Oh, that's cute. All right, well, there's your really quick Mile High hype.
It's you versus Katie.
And unless your brain runs on TikTok, reality TV, and red carpet drama,
wow,
you might already be toast.
Let's play Katie Crush on Mix 100.
Oh, it is definitely time to play this silly game. It's Michelle who's joining us. Hi, Michelle.
Hey, Jer.
Hey, baby. What are you doing today?
Actually, I just left Vegas finishing our drive to Cali.
All right. Wow, you're on the open road,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, you are.
Wow.
I am. My kids were ignoring me, so I called in.
All right, good. Ignore them back.
Good time to call.
I say you leave them at the next rest stop and hit the road.
Fend
for
die.
Yourself, kid.
So tell us a little bit about yourself, Michelle.
Well, we're originally from Cali. We moved to Denver about 10 years ago. Now we're going back for some beach time and with my two girls. They're 15 and 16.
Nice.
So, here we go.
Do you work? Do you have a gig?
I do. I'm medical underwriting.
Oh, well, that sounds important.
Yeah. It sounds extremely
sounds a little boring, doesn't it?
I didn't want to say it, so I'm glad you
did. That's okay. That's all right.
Well, here's what's going to happen. I'm going to give you and Katie the same five questions. Best out of five wins. Ties go to Katie because why? She's a diva and
a
monster.
Made the rules.
Yeah, there it is. Katie, you got anything to say to Michelle?
Yeah, you know, better pull over, focus, pay attention, because I bring it. I come to play, Michelle.
Oh.
All right, good luck. I'm going to try.
All right, Katie, get out of here. Get out of here,
okay.
Katie. So, Michelle, she's going to go into a room where she can't hear anything. I come up with the questions so there's no cheating. And I'm watching her get in there. Yeah. All right. We'll find out if you are right or wrong once we bring her back in. So, are you ready to play?
I'm ready.
All right, Michelle, tell me, what brand of boots originated in Australia? They're made from sheep, and they're very trendy.
Uggs.
All right. What movie is the famous quote, "Show me the money" from?
Jerry Maguire.
Your third question. What's the Grinch's dog's name?
No clue, but I'm going to go with Odie. I know that's Garfield's dog, but I don't know.
Just throw out any dog's name.
Exactly.
Here's your fourth question. What is Kinsey's signature move on Love Island?
Kinsey's signature move? Probably kissing. That's all they do.
I know, right? All right, I'll put you down for making out. How about that?
All right, making out.
What is Justin Bieber's clothing line? What's the name of it?
I didn't know Justin Bieber had a clothing line. I don't know.
Would you like to say Odie?
Sure.
Odie it is. All right, we're going to bring Katie back in. I'm waving her in. Hello.
Hi.
Welcome back.
Hi.
Hi. What were you doing in there, like tooting or something?
Yeah, just sitting there and I drink my tea and I just, you know, just try and reflect on life and, you know, all right. Stuff.
All right. Well, you ready to bring it?
Let's go.
What'd you do, Michelle?
Yeah, how do you feel like you did, Michelle? How do you feel like you did?
I started great and it just kind of went downhill.
Yeah, it's all right. All right, Katie, let's do it.
Let's see how it works out.
What brand of boots originated in Australia? They're made from sheep and they are super trendy.
They're Ugg boots, right?
Yeah. Yes! Michelle, you said that too.
Okay.
Hey. Yep. Katie, what movie does the famous quote, "Show me the money," come from?
Yeah, it's the Jerry Maguire. Show me the
Michelle also said that. She's right. She did start off strong. Katie. It's Christmas time.
Uh-huh.
What was the Grinch's dog's name?
Oh. I don't know what his name was. Was it, I don't know, Pat?
It actually was Pat. No, I'm
was
just
it?
Joking. No, not a chance in hell was it named Pam. No.
What?
And then Michelle said Odie, which, yeah, you're right. That was Garfield's dog's name. Anyway, it was Max.
Hey, that's right. Now I remember.
Max.
Now I remember.
Katie, yeah, you might know this one since you've been watching this show. What is Kinsey's signature move on Love Island?
No, I don't get to watch this show because my Roku's old and I just get snips of it on YouTube.
Never mind then.
I know who Kenzie is, but I don't know. Like,
hi, I'm Kenzie.
Does she do like thumbs up or something?
Hey,
I don't know.
Thumbs up? No. Hi, I'm Kenzie, and I love doing thumbs up. I'm here to make out and
double
meet men. Yeah, look at me. I'm hot in my bikini because my name's Kenzie.
What was her signature move?
Michelle said, like, making out or something.
That's
wrong.
That's a good guess,
believe it or not, it's the splits.
Splits.
How fitting, right? My name is Kenzie, and I love doing the splits, and I'm on Love Island. You want me to do the splits for you right now?
That's how you get a man, Kenzie.
I guess.
Shoot.
I guess. All right, Katie, final question. What is Justin Bieber's clothing line? What's the name of it?
Oh, what is that? It's,
Hurry up.
I'm sorry. I don't know. Biebs, it's not that.
American
Eagle.
No. And Michelle said, Odie, we're looking for Skylar. And you're a Beaver fan.
I am.
Oh.
Who got what? Like, who won that?
Michelle got two. Katie got two. But ties go to the Diva Monster.
Whatever's
right.
I feel bad. I like to win. Kind is like,
well, I don't
care.
You
should just go to Michelle at this point.
No, I'm the only one who can hand out prizes if I'm in a good mood.
Are you in a good mood today?
I think you're in a very good mood.
I think he's in a good mood.
Am I like Kinsey and I'm like always in a good mood and I love doing the splits?
Yeah, do the splits right now, Jer.
Do the splits.
If I do the splits, you get a prize.
You're nuts. Yeah.
You don't want me to do the splits, Michelle. Let me take my jeans off first.
He will not be getting back up if he gets down there.
Oh, you know what? It's Friday. I am in a good mood, and I like you, Michelle. So, okay.
Yay!
Yay! Go take your kiddos to go see the new Minions Woo-hoo! Movie on Us.
Excited.
Awesome. So excited.
I know, right? All right, Michelle, I'm going to put you on hold. We'll come back and tell you about that prize. Have a safe trip, okay?
Yeah, drive safe.
All right, thanks.
All right, hold on, girl.
Bye, Michelle.
Hey, Katie.
That was fun.